You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, a study released by Sport New Zealand post the 2020 lockdown showed participation in weekly physical activity was down almost 6% on pre-pandemic levels. The time spent exercising each week dropped 15% on what it was before COVID, and the number of adults not meeting the recommended weekly levels of physical activity slid 5% below pre-pandemic levels. I spoke to Hamish McEwen, the intelligence manager from Sport New Zealand, about the study they conducted on this decrease in exercise and possible initiatives that could be implemented in order to encourage Kiwis to keep active. Tell me about the study that was done by Sport New Zealand on the effect the pandemic has had on physical activity.
Thanks, Joe. The study that we undertook looked at a group of New Zealanders over the first 12 months of the pandemic. And essentially, we surveyed them on four separate occasions over that period of time to see how physical activity was changing, essentially over that 12-month period as we went in and out of different alert levels.
Now, I guess, what were some changes that you noticed in activity levels?
So the types of changes we saw, if we think about the first phase of the pandemic, so you go right back to the beginning, April, you know, nationwide lockdown, we actually saw some really positive changes in behaviour. We saw people that were out walking more, and we had lots of things that were going on that was in the media, be it families walking, bear hunts, getting out. So there was actually a positive impact, and there was a slight increase in levels of physical activity among some groups. And, you know, that's cool. That's great. We want people to be active, and that obviously acts as a sort of a, it helps counter the effects of some of the stresses that obviously COVID was causing. As we came out of lockdown and went back into, say, a more normalised environment with less restrictions, we didn't see activity return to normal. It actually dropped really substantially post the initial lockdown. And then over the remaining sort of 9 months of the study, it sort of crept up. But even when we went through 6-7 months of really no material restrictions to us being active, we didn't see physical activity come back to where it was. And that's the bit that really is probably a key finding of the study, is that there wasn't quick recovery out of this when there weren't really restrictions in place. So it made us ask questions, what else was going on?
Now, based on your research, was this the most interesting finding? If not, what was the most interesting?
I think the key finding here, probably, I'm not going to probably pick on one. There were a few things, but I think one that things didn't return to normal when they could, so something else was going on for people. We saw some inequities develop, so that was really interesting how the response for different population groups was different. So we need to be concerned about some of that, because some population groups haven't recovered as well. So inequities are a significant issue out of it as well. And then there's been a significant impact on organised sport. And that makes a lot of sense if we think about the restrictions that were in place. So that's really interesting. And obviously, as we continue to go through the pandemic, it's about are we going to get back to where we want, or have there been fundamental shifts in the system in terms of how people are active overall?
Are there any factors you'd attribute this lack of activity to, possibly gyms being closed, sports clubs obviously not operating?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things there. For different population groups, so let's say younger people and men, they tend to do more organised activity, which is structured. So when those structures got taken away, they got more impacted overall. So we need to think about how that comes through. I think a big factor in this was people are pretty habitual. They get used to the routines. And what COVID's done, it's really changed our routines in a lot of ways. So the whole idea of working from home means that possibly if you were getting some activity by walking to work or biking to work, but you're now at home, that would have changed. And I think one of the key things that we see happening throughout this whole pandemic is that habits have had to be changed and reformed as we've gone on. And that's still happening to an extent if we think about the move from red to orange. That's going to change some patterns of behaviour as work reopens And people need to get reset into their habits of physical activity. And that's what's really important, that people do reset themselves into those really health and enhancing physical activity opportunities that are there for them.
Now, some sports writers have, I think, and Exercise New Zealand as well, I believe we're talking about the urgent call for something to be done. On your, from your perspective, are there any solutions to a matter like this, and do we need to see some action?
Some of this is not probably the best place for me to answer, so I've got to be pretty straight with you there, Joe. In terms of solutions and actions, encouraging people to be active is really important, and we're doing that effectively through working with our partners. We're sharing our information with Exercise New Zealand, and having them being advocates, encouraging people to get out and be active is really important. And so in terms of as we continue to go through the pandemic, it becomes a more important message that we're all thinking about and working with different parts of the sector to encourage people to reform those habits that were lost.
Is there anything which you think that may have not been covered within your findings, or maybe this few blank spaces?
There's always a lot more to learn. I think the bigger trends around what does working from a more flexible working environment mean, i.e. more flexibility working from home for how people are active, is I think a question that has come out of this, and this is one that we'll have to keep an eye on because we don't know the answer to yet. So some of those bigger, let's say, societal shifts that are happening with flexible working is going to be something that's going to be important for us to understand how that does affect physical activity behaviours, what people do. Does it actually give people more time to be active? Does it give them more time to volunteer locally in their communities because they're working from home and saving an hour commute a day? There's some really interesting things that might actually be positives that come out of it, but they are areas that our study obviously didn't look into in particular, but they are things that we're obviously really cognizant of going forward as we still work through the pandemic.
Yeah, and I guess this would definitely tie in with the mental health issues we've seen over the course of the pandemic as well.
Yeah, very much so. There's lots of great research that points to the very strong benefits of being physically active towards mental health. As a bit of a teaser, we have done some work that has looked at how the level of physical activity before the pandemic was actually preventative. It provided a preventative benefit to the stresses of the pandemic itself. And so working into this and understanding that there is obviously a challenge in the mental health and the stress that New Zealanders are feeling, again, it becomes really important that part of that response is just to be active, get out for a walk, experience a bit of nature while you're being active. And that's why we're working with our partners really strongly to really encourage that and really support the messages that are out there, be it from us or be it from the likes of Exercise New Zealand and the Ministry of Health, just to be active. One of the things I recall that was sort of one of those seminal moments for me early on in the pandemic was when the Prime Minister Ardern said, just get out for a walk. Best advice, just to help you feel good, to just help centre yourself and manage some of those stresses. And we're encouraging people all the time to continue to do that through the pandemic.
That was Hamish McNewen, the intelligence manager from Sport New Zealand, speaking about the study they conducted on this decrease in exercise and possible initiatives that could be implemented in order to encourage Kiwis to keep active.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.